You know, I've been deliberately not watching the protests that are taking place in Charlottesville. Quite honestly, I spent a semester teaching there, and yes, the history as relates to the Confederacy is very strong, but I know that the people of Charlottesville as well are strong and are really focused more on building than destroying their community. And quite honestly, I haven't been watching the protests because quite honestly, I know that the protests do not represent the best of America. This is my country that I'm seeing being torn apart, and it's very problematic for me. And it's even more problematic because we have a president who is an admitted racist. An admitted racist is not just my opinion. Someone who said he's the least racist of anyone out there, that's still racist, who is incapable of condemning this movement, who is incapable of condemning what's happening right now. And we already have one person who has been killed and others injured. So to those protesting out there and those supporting the protest, of course, we respect your right to protest, but please remember, it's always easier to destroy than it is to build. It's always easier to destroy than it is to build. So if you want to make this country great again, you want to make it better, well, first of all, we have to ask the question, better for who? I remember when President Trump ran as a candidate, he said to many of y'all, this may be your last chance to get somebody in who represents you. Well, what does representation mean? You're out there with a flag. You're out there supporting somebody like Lee, somebody who didn't want the Confederate flag even represented at his funeral. So what are we really representing? And if we say that the Confederate flag represents heritage, it's a racist heritage. It's written in the documents for the Confederacy. It was about slavery. It was about racism. So yes, it may be your heritage. It's a racist heritage. If we're going to have a conversation, let's have a real conversation about that. Look, I acknowledge there are many things relating to this that I am probably very ignorant to. Not probably, definitely ignorant to. But I'm not going to get out there in torches in condemnation of what it is that you're doing. I'm seeking to have a conversation with you. Many of us are seeking to have a conversation with you. But if you want our death and destruction, then that's just not going to happen because this is a country that we share and that we are going to continue to work, as Dr. King said, to make this country as good as its promise. So are you really going to continue to fight against this progress? Are you really going to work to fight against the creation of something better for society? Let me explain to something to you that Lyndon Johnson said. LBJ, former president, said it best. And let me ask you if this represents you. He said he learned at a young age that if he can convince the poorest white man that he's better than the best colored man, he will let you pick his pocket. Give him someone to look down on and he'll empty his pockets for you. I'll repeat, LBJ, I learned at a young age that if you can convince that the poorest white man, if you can convince him that he's better than the best colored man, that was the terminology at the time, he will let you pick his pocket. Give him someone to look down on, and he will empty his pockets for you. So I want to ask you out there, protesters, do you have more in common with me or the billionaires who represent the cabinet in the White House right now? Because quite honestly, as it relates to economic improvement, as it relates to wanting a better education, as it relates to improving our neighborhoods, you have more in common with me than you do with the billionaires who were in Trump's cabinet who say they don't like the poor. Throughout history, we who are people of color have always had more in common with white people who represent the middle class and those below that. But continuously, the power structures that be have worked to keep us divided. So we're out there fighting each other now and beating each other down, fighting over small pieces of the pie, as opposed to working to make the pie bigger for everybody else. So after you protest, after you put out the torches, after you've gone home, after more people have possibly died, what is it that you would have accomplished today? What would it be that you have done to make this country better? Or have you worked continuously to destroy it, to take us back to days that we're never going back to, regardless of who is office, and it is in office? I believe, like Willie Jolly said, that success is better together. And a country that's now on the brink of nuclear war, on the brink of a spiritual civil war at home and possibly a physical one, over what? I believe that we're better than this. I believe that we can be better than this. I believe that we can continue destroying for only but so long until there's nothing left to destroy. And this nihilistic culture of if I win, it means that you have to lose, or if other people are gaining, it means that I'm losing, is not going to take us where we need to go. And for all of my young people watching out there, students who I've worked with across the country and the globe, we're going to need your leadership going into this school year now more than ever, because many of us have lost our way. We lost our ability to be able to show you the right way, our ability to be able to show you how to bring people together. And some of us on all sides of the aisle have problems coming together. And so when you come to school this year, next couple of weeks, I want you to work towards building towards unity. And maybe we as adults can follow your example. And it's really sad, but the fact of the matter is we're going to need you right now, because this country's going in a direction that maybe only people of the next generation can change. What I know, as Maddie Stepanek said, I believe that peace is possible. I believe what Oprah said, that you're going to get in life what you have the courage to ask for. So I have the courage to ask for peace in this country and beyond this country. And what I do know every day is that when I wake up every single day, I'm going to do my best to build this country, to bring people together, because it's too easy to tear people apart. And the only thing I ask all of you right now is that you work to do the same, because we need all hands on deck now more than ever before. Let's get out there. Let's do the work, because peace is possible. Let's get out there and build and stop destroying. Why settle for just being outstanding in this work when you can be upstanding? And we need upstanders right now to get out there and fight for real change. Change is possible, but all it takes for ignorance to prevail, as Dr. King said, is for good-minded people to do nothing. Let's all get off our behinds and do something and make real change, because we need it. Peace.